Childhood obesity is a growing concern for healthcare professionals. Now the nation's second largest school district is joining the fight against flab. Los Angeles schools will no longer sell soft drinks starting in 2004. From member station KPCC, Rachel Myro reports.
California has already passed a law barring soda sales at any of its elementary schools from 2004, but that left out older students, and oversight the board of the Los Angeles Unified School District was not willing to let pass. Health advocates weren't the only ones urging the board on. L.A. County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky made a surprise visit to testify.
This country is facing right now an epidemic of obesity among its teenagers. This is a tragedy. Of all the industrialized countries in the world, we are at the top of the list of failure when it comes to diet and exercise, and the consequence of obesity is having for our kids.
Research has found nearly half the students in the district's poorest schools are overweight, and health experts say those kids are at greater risk for problems like asthma, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes. But the profits from sodas sold in vending machines and student stores help fund all sorts of student activities, from music programs to sports. At James Monroe High School, Principal Greg Malone says the school's current three-year contract with Coca-Cola is worth $50,000 up front, plus a percentage of the beverage sales. Classic Coke alone, he notes, is worth $25,000 a year to his budget. But Malone's not sweating about the financial implications of the coming change.
What we're doing with Coke is we're saying, look, we don't want to get rid of you. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is to give healthy choices to our students. So if you can come up with some healthy choices, we're with you.
Coca-Cola and PepsiCo, the number one and two beverage giants, control most of the soft drink contracts with the district. Pepsi officials wouldn't comment, but Bob Phillips, a spokesman for the local Coca-Cola bottler, says his company intends to stay put in L.A. schools, serving approved drinks like bottled water, fruit juices, and sports drinks that go easy on the sugar.
What goes on in the schools always has been, is, and will be, and should be, under the control of local school officials. And we are going to work with all of the schools with whom we have relationships in the city of Los Angeles to assure that we're providing that wide variety and providing the beverage selection that they think is best for their student bodies.
There are bitter feelings among some in the beverage business. Soft drink companies make the deals with schools to lock in early and exclusive access to kids while they're developing lifelong brand preferences. 17-year-old Alex argued, as the industry has, that soda is just one piece of the puzzle.
Why concentrate on the drinks? Concentrate on the food, on the food cafeteria provides. And plus, people will still sneak in soda. Doesn't matter you ban it or not. I mean, it's not a way to solve a problem, I think.
Even soda makers argue schools have a long way to go to improve the quality of food served alongside their beverages. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Myro in Los Angeles.